And welcome back to Coco's Hot Tea. We're back for another week of all exclusive, you know, drama. If you dish it on the internet, guess what? We got something to talk about. So, I thank y'all for coming back. We have so much stuff to cover for this week. We have Father's Day, so I'm shouting out to all the fathers that are out there and that are doing their job, staying on their game, taking care of their children. And hopefully the deadbeat ones step their game up. Now that you guys know that, you know, your children are really out here really wanting a dad to be in their life. With all the said, happy Juneteenth week. We had a all out Juneteenth that came into really to an actual national holiday. So that is just really, really big that's going toward our culture. So this week we have a lot of little storylines. I want to get into a good topic right now. Starting with Dr. Dre and Alan Hughes. That's the director and writer of Menace to Society. Finally bringing Marvin Gaye's story to life, y'all. That's huge, huge, huge. So, you know, Warner Brothers acquired Marcus Graley to script over this for like about $80 million over the to work with the Gaye estate, you know, and Motown Records to ensure that this music appears in the movie. Dr. Dre, he also tapped in with Alan Hughes to direct this. This is huge. You know, quote unquote, every film of his had a Marvin Gaye in it. And I've just always wanted to connect with him. So he played that, had that, you know, a couple of, you know, snippets in Menace to Society. So the Menace to Society producer continued on, quote unquote, this is so personal for me. When I first made my first film with my brother, we were fortunate to get What's Going On into the trailer for Menace to Society, and it was a game changer in elevating the market of that film. Every film of mine but the period film From Hell had some Marvin Gaye in it, and I've just always wanted to connect with him. And all we all know that, you know, tragically, Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his father a day before his birthday at the age of 44 on April 1st, 1984. So that's real, real huge for Dr. Dre. And, you know, to be working on that kind of film for Marvin Gaye. You know, we love to tell our, you know, stories from, I love old school films like remakes of a biography. I can go on and on. I can watch them over and over again. So like right now, I'm like a new edition, the new edition movie. Love it. The Bobby Brown, the cast. Oh my God. They picked the right cast to act, for them. And, the guy that did, Ralph Tresvant, he was in Detroit. I can't think of his name right now, but I will, get that to you. And they all sing. So great, great cast. I've seen some horrible casts in some biographies and documentaries. I did not like the Aaliyah cast. I did the makeup horrible. I seen like the R. Kelly part, the makeup and the skin and the back of his head was wrinkling up. It was just teen too much. So yeah. So, but and I don't think that their family, Aaliyah's family, didn't agree with that. So maybe that's the reason why it didn't turn out too good. TLC story, that I like that. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Five Heartbeats. We can go on. What's Love Got to Do with It? Hands down, Angela Bassett and Larry Fishburne nailed it. Okay? Nailed it. As far as acting, okay? So I love me some good actors, because I could sit down and you know, I want to get into acting myself. So I really study, like, you tapping into that character. And me and my family, we just went to see A Quiet Place. And boy, I tell you, the acting in that, you had to be quiet watching the movie. Okay, so everybody go check that movie out. It is a good suspense thriller. And you know, us as black folk, we gotta work better. We gotta do better. You know, this young generation, we got Juneteenth and they're clapping back on the internet and going in and going in on each other. So yeah, on Juneteenth, it was a back and forth with the baby Megan Thee Stallion and her dude Partisan Fontaine. So I'm guessing that you know, the baby, he doing business. He did a collab with Tory Lanez, who allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot in the Hollywood Hills. He is currently about to go to trial. And on bail for $190,000 bail. Baby, you know, he's on Twitter. He's on here. I guess he's saying he's not involved. Megan's saying he tweeted something, and so baby is on Twitter saying baby got problems of his own, my nigga. I ain't got no reason to inherit the next MF problems y'all chasing the story y'all ain't gonna get. I'm out niggas business while still successfully doing mine. Tweet. I don't know what type of Illuminati ish Twitter got going on. I ain't retweet nothing but the ball if I want to promo. I ain't retweet that silly mess. That then once people started tagging me and I saw it and tried to delete it and undo the retweet, Twitter didn't let me. What type of mess y'all on? So, you know, earlier this week, Megan Thee Stallion unfollowed the baby after the Tory Lanez dropped the video, collaborative single Scat. I haven't even seen the video yet and or heard the song. So, Megan on here on Twitter, support me in private and publicly do something different. These industry men are very strange. This situation ain't got no beef, and I really wish people would stop downplaying it like it's some internet shit or likes and for retweets. Justice is slow, quote unquote, as we all have seen. Back to my good day. Megan also added, quote unquote. The baby, he's, you know, they back and forth on Twitter. You know how Twitter can go in and in, but this is where Fontaine, you know, this is what the baby went in on Megan at this part. I ain't gonna even go back and forth with my own beep on the net now. I'm on this MF going back and forth with another nigga woman about some ish another nigga accused of. How the F that work, the baby said. You know, I don't cuss on here, so I do that just because of I want a clean cut radio without the cussing. We could do the cussing ish, but I'm trying to, you know, stay from the cussing, you know. And I think I could be, you know, get my point across without cussing, you know. So of course, you know, Partisan gonna come back for his woman. That's his woman. I mean, what kind of man would you be and let some dude go back and forth with his, you know, with a female Twitter? So he says, quote unquote, you a clown, nigga, doing clown-ish, then trying to backpedal, nigga, that's what it is. You don't ever gotta address her again, period. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, really, I think it's just the money thing, you know. But the baby trying to make money, he can't, you know. If everybody do not collab with someone because of accused of, you know, like I said, hitting on women. You know, this after OJ and then Nicole Simpson, the public is, they not going for this abuse, you know, physical, verbal. It don't look good. You already have seen Ocho Cinco. He headbutted Evan Elizada and lost his whole NFL career. Dude is getting knocked out in boxing at this point. And he trying to box in league. So, and he was really, really depressed about that. Seen him on Ayana Fix My Life. And that didn't go well, because we wanna get to the point where, you know, what stems from why these men feeling like they have to, you know, put their hands on a female. Also, we want to also give the more tea with Nipsey Hussle, DJ Khaled, land a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, shout out to DJ Khaled, and rest in peace for Nipsey Hussle. That's good, a good look for those two to basically get that, you know, that star, you know, and that let you know, just put your stamp down in the industry to let you know that you know, what you done was accomplished. And so also I got more tea, hot topic tea. Erica Mena and Clan Safari custody requests are a ploy to get publicity. So Erica Mena and Safari are one of the chains of coming from the Love and Hip Hop franchise, and they got married. They had their first child together. Well, Erica Mena had a son, and this is Safari's first child with her, and first child of ever. And it you know, when you, these celebrities, you know, they go with one and they go with the other, and then they leave one and they be back with the other. So, you know, I think how you end, how you go in is how you end up. I think it's good to be best with, you know, just kind of pretty much, you know, finding somebody that's not in the industry or just a very private person. Because, you know, some people just go on the internet and when they mad and get to tweeting, or go on Instagram going live and get the talking mess and regret what they said after somebody had already seen it. So yeah, and so Safari, he's a friend of Joe Budden. He started dating Erica Mena, who's a former girlfriend that Erica Mena was with, Sin Santana. So, you know, Erica was a, you know, lesbian on there. And then she left Sin for Bow Wow. So, we know how all that went. So, we hope. And now it's a big custody battle. Let's see. I think Erica wants full custody of the child they already have together. And the one that's on the way. But Safari is not going for that. Safari is always shown on the Love and Hip Hop franchise that he wanted a family. He always wanted a family. He always wanted a child. And he wanted to just, you know, kind of, you know, be with one woman's man. He just was looking for that right one. I think he should have stayed with Juju. It would have worked out best. Because she was more like a laid back type of chick. And I think that would have been better for what Safari was looking for. But, you know, hey, you like it, I love it. And so that is going on with the hip-hop world. In other news, I heard about this Porsha thing. Also, I heard Fallon's. She had an interview with one guy during COVID. And from what I'm hearing on the Fallon side, you know, Fallon is like we were just, him and her and Simon were just, you know, all marriages have their ups and downs. So they were just talking about pretty much, you know, working it out. And then she heard from her lawyer, from his lawyer, like, you know, he wanted a divorce. And so she called him like, hey, last night you just was talking about working out. He was like, oh, that was a month ago, quote unquote. I'm gonna call the dogs off. You know, that was when we were just in a really bad place. And then she said she was drinking coffee and she found out that he was engaged to Portia. So my thing is, Portia, you know, I kind of got on this topic before, but I was more on the marriage side of how many times are we going to get married. But now after I hear this, you know, plea to me out that, you know, she was like, you know, I don't blame Portia. I blame me and my husband, because it takes two. And but me, Portia, personally, I wouldn't even wanted to be engaged with no dude that was still currently married. I don't care what the situation was or is. He is not fully divorced. So if a man can just move on and give another woman a ring and haven't really set those rings to the side, how do you think your husband is going to treat, future husband is going to treat you? I'm just really clueless to what Portia really is thinking. And also, like, I know you love your daughter PJ. Like, even when I heard family was talking about her children, like, my boys, this is a hard time for her in this divorce. Portia went through it, but she didn't have children, you know. She went through a divorce with Corday. And you should just know better as a woman. We just, a man isn't even fully healed from the last wife. And you ready to jump the broom with this dude that ain't even, papers ain't even in good, you know? So Portia, I just feel like you really dropped the ball with this one. You really have. You really have. Because ain't no way in the world I'm about to settle for a ring from another dude and you planning this all out wedding when he still was trying to work it out with his wife, you know, and is still currently married. And all these women that's out there, they be like, oh, well, they haven't been together in years. No. Close the door. Let them close that door before you move forward with another one, you know. So hey, in other news, what's trending was this week. Also, Jada Pinkett had unreleased a poem on Tupac's birthday. And it was, you know, I think that that's so cool for Jada to let us in on her friendship with Pac. Because, man, I really miss some Pac, man. I really do. The game had really, really changed since that, you know. And so the poem that she released to Pac is, let me get that up. Do y'all got the poem for me? Waiting on my producers to give me that. Here goes the letter. Some say this is a lost soul's call by Tupac Shakur, the poem that he wrote to Jada. Some say nothing gold can last forever, and to believe this, eyes need a proof. I have witnessed all that was pure. and moment may be changed by evil men can do. The innocence possessed by children once lived inside my soul, but surviving years with criminal peers, he's turned my warm heart to cold. I used to dream and fantasize, but now I'm scared to sleep. Petrified not to live or die, but to awaken and still be me. It is time that nothing gold can last. We will always one day see death. When the purest hearts are torn apart, lost souls are all that is left. And I pray on my knees, I beg to God. I didn't get the last part of it, but cool. And Jada always had mentioned that, you know, that was her best friend, and she just always told Will, you guys would be, if you would ever meet him. And I think Will Smith just was intimidated, he said, because he was, you know, a soft rapper and Tupac was hardcore. But I think Tupac would have just gave Will open arms, because he was like, this is my dog, you know, this is my girl. And to have Tupac as a best friend, man, ain't wrote nobody no poem. So Jay got poems out of Pac, because men don't write nothing to nobody. And she really tapped into some places with Pac as a friend. And I really appreciate that she, you know, shared that with us. So thank you, Jada. Shout out to Jada Smith, Pickett Smith, for sharing that this week, you know. So yeah, I have been on vacation. I'm so sorry. You know, I gotta do that week by week and get that going with y'all. So I'm really, really, really excited by what's to come. Next week we got full more banging hot tea. And thank you for tapping in with Hot Tea with Coco. Peace.